Okay, good morning, everybody, and happy November. Yes, another Halloween has come and gone, and we had 11 kids at the house. Wow, down significantly. Kind of a drag, but what can you do? It's the way it goes some years. But anyways, you know what that means. More candy left over for us. Luckily, we've got three hockey players here at the house that can help us eat it, help me to maintain my waistline. Anyways, it was pretty uneventful. The weather was at least decent for the kids on their little venture around the streets last night. Currently in the Crescent Valley, though, we have 3 degrees, and the winds are to the east at 5 kilometers an hour, barometric pressure 86%. And what is that? No, that's humidity, 86%. Barometric pressure is 102.5 kilopascals and rising. Sure wish I knew what a kilopascal was off the top of my head. But anyways, I don't. Humidity used to be measured in inches, but then we went metric. I guess that's what the deal is. Anyways, we're supposed to have a mix of sun and cloud today and a high of 8. And look what's happening tomorrow. Rain beginning at midnight tonight. The snow level will be at about 1,400 meters, just under 3,000 feet. It's inching ever closer down the mountain. Don't like it. So you know what that means. When you got mountaintops covered with snow and a little bit of wind gets blowing, yeah, you feel it. It goes right through you. And it looks like it's going to have rain or chance of showers for Saturday and Sunday. Yeah, with only highs of 8 and 5. Monday, ooh, there's a nice day. Cloudy and 4 degrees. Tuesday, chance of showers about 60%, high of 3. Wednesday, high of 4 and cloudy. Thursday, chance of showers, about 60%, 3. What a bummer. Anyways, what should we start things off with? It is Friday, so we got to kick back a little bit. Grow your hair a little, you know. Rock it out, just a touch. Celebrate the upcoming weekend. And what better way to do that is to start the show off with some live Nirvana at the Reading Festival. And I think this was recorded in, I don't actually have those details there. Maybe I do. No, I don't. Oh, well. I think it was 1992 or something like that. Okay, and what do we got? We got a few birthdays here for rock history today. The very first one on November the 1st, 1940, Barry Sadler was born. And, of course, Barry had a big song there, The Ballad of the Green Berets. Yeah. 1944, Chris Morris, guitar player for Paper Lace, and their big hit, The Night Chicago Died. 1945, Rick Gretsch was born, and of course, Rick probably most famously recognized as the bass player for Blind Faith, and one of their big hits, had to Cry Today. Rick actually passed away on March 17th, 1990. Dan Peek of America, guitar and vocals, was born on this day in 1950. And Ronald Bell, born in 1951. And, of course, Ronald is the vocal and sax player for Kool and the Gang. Yeah, I'm not quite sure why I mention these people that I don't have any music in the library. But anyways, it's done. What can I say? All right, the trivia throughout the years on November the 1st, our very first story goes back to 1955, and that's when an R&B group called the Famous Flames, led by singer James Brown, cut their first demo of Please, Please, Please at a radio station in Macon, Georgia. It would lead to their signing with King Records. I still love the way Eddie Murphy does a James Brown impersonation. Especially back when he was like 20 years old and really skinny and stuff. Pretty hilarious when he was on Saturday Night Live in those days. Yeah. Anyway, 1957, Buddy Holly and the Crickets started a three-week run at number one on the UK singles chart with That'll Be the Day. 1964, oh, now, I'll tell you, before I read this story, everybody quickly run to the kitchen and get themselves a bowl of sugar cubes and honey, because that's what I feel like when I read this story. But anyways, in 1964, Dave Clark 5, or I mean the Dave Clark 5, appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show singing their hit, Glad All Over. And Sullivan likes them much better than the Rolling Stones, saying that unlike the latter, the Dave Clark 5 are nice, neat boys. Oh, now let's have a big spoonful of that sugar cubes and honey now. Oh, doesn't that feel good? Come on, Ed, take it easy. Jeez. 1966. Three Elvis Presley albums are certified gold. His 1956 debut album, Elvis Presley, Elvis Golden Records. Volume 2, I'll be okay, trust me. Yeah. And Elvis Golden Records. Man, I'm going to have to play some music here. 1969, Suspicious Minds reaches the top of the Billboard chart, becoming Elvis Presley's 17th and final number one hit. Still got that honey and sugar cubes going through my head. Yep. 1987, Dire Straits CD Brothers in Arms passes the $3 million sales mark, becoming the UK's all-time best-selling album. Yeah. And in 2008, Jimmy Carl Black, the original drummer of Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention, passed away after a bout with lung cancer. He was 70 years old. All right, let's play some music while I calm myself down and maybe go for a bowl of sugar cubes and honey. Blind Faith, Rick Gretsch, born on this day in 1945, the bass player of the band, and we're going to listen to a song that they did. I guess they only did the one album, one studio album, one live album. This is from their studio album, just called Blind Faith. Well, all right, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Sunshine, we'll take you with me up, down the line, down the line, down the line, down the line, ooh, sunshine, sunshine.
Welcome to South Kootenai Radio, right here on the World Wide Web.
Thank you. Hey, baby, let me talk to you. I want to tell you the truth about the way I feel. Now, you know I love you. And I know it gets crazy sometimes, and I'm gone and home and I'm back and then I'm gone. And you're doing your thing and I'm doing my thing, but you know I really love you. And I want to tell you just how much. So scoot a little bit closer, please, baby. And let my words put you at ease. To my heart you had the key. It was you who set me free.
Right here on South Kootenai Radio.
If you're a fun sucker, South Kootenai Radio is not for you.
like a daddy now. He's out of place, alive and kicking on a San Diego farm. And he never meant his mama no harm. And he's helpless.
Excuse me, had the mic on there. Yes, a little bit of a helpless John D. Graham. And, of course, that's from the Por Vida tribute of songs of Alejandro Escovedo. That particular album came out in 2004. A bunch of people got together. They come up with a big fundraiser. And what better way to do that than a bunch of Alejandro's song and releasing an album. And anyways, I love that rendition there. Pretty darn good. Anyways, before that, we had Eric Clapton, Forever Man, and that's from the 1985 release, Behind the Sun. Jerry Lynn Williams' album, or composition, I should say. It's hard to believe that Phil Collins was the producer of that album. I don't know. I think it's a bit of a low point in Clapton's career, although I really love that particular song. Maybe Phil wasn't around when he did that one. I like Phil Collins about as much as I like Don Henley. Yeah, but anyways, you won't be hearing much Phil Collins here on this station. I know, I'm a fun sucker. All right, quarter to the hour, let's see, 7:46 as a matter of fact. Oh, but Monday, I should get this, make a mention of this right now. We're going to have a time change on the weekend here. And you guys are all going to change, but I'm not. So when you want to listen to the morning show next Monday, make sure you tune in an hour earlier. Yeah. We're a little weird here. We're a little pocket in the Kootenays, and everybody's pretty rednecky about the time zone thing. I think we've been this way since like 1931 or something, where they haven't changed. They get sick and tired of it. They said it was affecting the cows. Anyways, this day in Canadian history, November the 1st. Oh, well, it is November the 1st. It's time to start growing the mustaches today. That's right. I got a little bit of stubble forming on my upper lip. Shaved the beard off yesterday for Movember. And if you feel like checking it out, go to Movember.com. Do a search for a team called Mojo Rising. That's my team. And the brother-in-law put it together, and a bunch of us are all, we're doing our thing for the cause of prostate cancer here, and we're going to have some fun with it. Anyways, also on this day in Canadian history, in 1939, out of Montreal, TransCanada Airlines starts daily coast-to-coast flights between Montreal and Vancouver. And in 1952, out of Montreal, Foster Hewitt calls the play-by-play on the CBLT-TV. Toronto, as the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Boston Bruins 2-1 in an NHL game. And this is Canada's first English language hockey telecast. And boy, wasn't that Foster Hewitt a young-looking whippersnapper back in 1952. What else do we have here? Gordon Dixon, science fiction author, born on this day in 1923. And Dixon is known for a genetic general and other works. Wow. I don't think Gordon Dixon was all that popular. Al Arbor, born on this day in 1932, hockey player, coach. Arbor coached the New York Islanders to four straight Stanley Cup titles between 1980 and 1983. Retired after the 93-94 season, second on the all-time career list with 902 wins, 779 regular season, and 123 postseason. Very good, Al. And, of course, here's Ralph Klein, Premier of Alberta at one time, born on this day in Calgary in 1942. After 10 years as a broadcaster, Klein started his political career as mayor of Calgary and was instrumental in bringing the Winter Olympics to the city in 1988. In 1989, he was elected to the Alberta Legislature, and in 1992 succeeded Don Getty as leader of the Conservatives and the provincial premier. Actually got Alberta out of debt, and now look at what those guys have done. They've gotten them right back in debt again. They need somebody like Ralph Klein to kick their ass. I think one of the biggest mistakes that government has made in that province is giving everybody free health care. It was just 6 months after they gave away the free health care they started whining about being in debt. Unbelievable. Don't get me started. Yeah. Ty Domi, born on this day in 1969. Of course, Ty Domi, a hockey right winger, born in Windsor, Ontario, Domi was selected by the Toronto Maple Leafs in the second round, 27th pick overall of the 1988 NHL entry draft. He was traded by the Winnipeg Jets back to Toronto Maple Leafs for Mike Eastwood and Brad Isbister on April the 7th, 1995. The Leafs enforcer in the 1997-98 season, coming in second in the NHL on penalty minutes. You know who's number one overall in penalty minutes? My good buddy Tiger Williams. Yeah. Out of Estevan, Saskatchewan. Way to go, Tiger. What else do we have here? Glenn Murray, hockey right winger, born on this day in Halifax, Nova Scotia in 1972, selected by the Boston Bruins in the first round. And traded with Brian Smolinski to the Pittsburgh Penguins for Kevin Stevens and Sean McEachran, yeah, in 1995. And then he went on to play for the Los Angeles Kings. What else? Do we have anything else here, or have I talked myself silly? I think I've talked myself silly, so what we should do is let's get back to our tunes for Friday. Oh, and here is an awesome Friday tune to get you tuned up for the weekend. Lance Keltner, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
of the night, me and the boys was down in the Wave Old Laredo, where you could buy Coronas for less than $5 a case. When we came upon these two young ladies, what was their name?
Raven Rosita.
And Rosita, she was about 6 feet tall and about 5'8 of her was leg, if you know what I mean. And just when we thought we was gonna get away safe, old Rosita wrapped that long leg around my neck and she said,
let's go ballin' and drink some beer. Let's go ballin' and drink some beer. Let's go ballin' and drink some beer. Let's go ballin' and drink some beer.
Thanks for tuning in. This is SKR, South Kootenai Radio. Don't forget to check out the Country Hour, weekdays at 10 a.m. on South Kootenai Radio.
All right, I guess you can set that air guitar down now. Yeah, that's Oasis. Roll With It from the 1995 release, What's the Story? Morning Glory. Yeah. And, of course, that brings us right up to the top of the hour. And you know what that means. Yeah. We've got a news crew standing by, and they're just giddy with excitement to report about the downfall of Rob Ford. So I'm going to let them take it away for 4 minutes and 30 seconds, and then we'll be back on the second half hour with some great Joe Jackson right here on South Kootenai Radio.
It is November 1st, and this is CBC News. I'm Joe Cummings. We start in Toronto and the ongoing scandal in the mayor's office. Rob Ford's lawyer is saying today he wants a video, which is alleged to show the Toronto mayor smoking crack cocaine, released to the public. Dennis Morris says Ford is actually happy the video has come to light.
What he said is very clear. He denies there's an existence of a video of him smoking crack cocaine. That's what he said. I urge the chief to release the video as soon as possible, to let the citizens decide what they see. A picture is worth a thousand words.
Meanwhile, Ford's friend, Alexander Lisi, is scheduled to appear in court this morning, charged with extortion. Lisi was arrested yesterday, the same day police documents were released showing the 35-year-old and the mayor have been the target of a lengthy police investigation. An investigation has led to the charges against Lisi and the discovery of a video that the police say appears to show Mayor Ford smoking crack cocaine. Now to Calgary and the Conservative Party's National Convention, which goes into full swing today. Prime Minister Harper, of course, is on hand, and tonight, with the delegates and the country watching, he will deliver the convention's keynote address in the midst of the ongoing Senate expense scandal. Here's the CBC's Brian Labbe.
The party's grassroots are trying hard to make sure the party's message stays on track.
About the direction the party's going and the economic benefit that the government is going to do for the party.
I can't understand why they keep going back to this Senate stuff. And, you know, there's more stuff, more important stuff in Canada to worry about and to do.
Delegates wanted the scandal involving Senators Duffy, Pamela Wallin, and Patrick Brazeau dealt with before the convention. But a vote on their suspensions from the upper chamber has been put off until next week. This political scientist says the pressure is on, even within the party, for the Prime Minister to clear the air.
The problem is people don't know where the puck is going.
He says a turnaround must happen quickly, or the party and its leader will lose support, even among longtime backers.
That's the CBC's Brian Labbe in Calgary. Now, incidentally, CBC News has commissioned a poll to see how Canadians are reacting to the Senate scandal. It was carried out by Nanos Research, and it suggests that 83% of the country is paying close attention to the Senate story. We have all the poll numbers and all the details on our website this morning at cbcnews.ca. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne says she will consider setting up a provincial pension plan if there's no agreement on improving the federal CPP. The Canada Pension Plan is the main topic of discussion today in Toronto at a gathering of the provinces and the territory's finance ministers. Israel has carried out an airstrike on a shipment of Russian missiles in Syria. Daniel Estrin has the details now from Jerusalem.
U.S. officials tell international news organizations that Israel carried out an overnight airstrike on Latakia, a Mediterranean port city known as a government stronghold. Officials say Israel targeted Russian-made missiles being stored in the city. Israel is on record as saying it would not interfere in Syria's civil war, except to stop, quote, game-changing weapons transfers to Hezbollah guerrillas in neighboring Lebanon. Israel is concerned that Hezbollah would use those sophisticated weapons against the Jewish state. This year, Israel has reportedly carried out two strikes on Syrian weapons stockpiles. In January, there was an attack on anti-aircraft missiles en route from Syria to Hezbollah. And in May, Israel reportedly destroyed a shipment of Iranian-made missiles. Syria has not commented on the latest Israeli airstrike, and Syrian leader Bashar Assad is likely not to retaliate at a time when his army is making gains in the civil war. Still, the airstrike threatens to stoke tensions in the volatile region. Daniel Estrin, CBC News, Jerusalem.
And a reminder that most Canadians will go from daylight savings time this weekend to standard time. So before going to bed tomorrow night, make sure you turn your clocks and watches back 1 hour. The major exception, of course, is Saskatchewan. Most of the province doesn't observe this twice-yearly ritual. And that is the CBC News. Remember, you can download your CBC mobile news app at our website. I'm Joe Kim.
And neither does the Creston Valley, Joe. You forgot to mention us. It's not just Saskatchewan that doesn't observe that time change thing. Yeah. They all, it's a well-known fact that it's not a good thing, you know. I don't know. If they want to do something, why don't they just keep it all on daylight time, year-round? I don't know. I guess we better not get into it. We might upset somebody. Yeah. I don't know if I let you know, but a couple of years ago for an April Fool's joke, I wrote up this incredible thing, because they're always talking about the time change here on how we should go back to, you know, changing the clocks like everybody else. So anyways, I wrote up this nice big poster, and I said that we had this guy come up from the Atomic Clock Center out of Colorado to do a presentation for the town council, and he recommended that we convert to metric time here, where there was only 10 hours in a day. It would be cheaper to pay employees because they work less a day. Well, it was pretty hilarious. I went and splattered these things all over the downtown core late at night. So the next morning on April Fool's, everybody was looking at these. And boy, did I ever hear that it upset a few people. And people are just too darn serious nowadays, aren't they? Yeah. Joe Jackson, Right and Wrong, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You want
new pony there, Bob Dylan. Yeah, who was that on the saxophone? Was that Bobby Keys? I gotta look that up. Kind of sounded like it. Anyways, that's from the Street Legal album, 1978. And, of course, we let off with Joe Jackson there, Right and Wrong. That's from the Big World album of 1986. And, of course, it's actually a live album, even though you don't hear any crowd in it. The crowd was actually told that they couldn't cheer or clap until 5 seconds after the song ended. They wanted the live sound, but without all the cheering and stuff. Different concept. Sounds pretty cool. You know it's live when you hear it, that's for sure. Anyways, it is time for This Day in Rock and Roll History.
Yeah. desert, you can't remember your name, cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain. La 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 la. The desert with its life underground and the perfect disguise above. Under the cities lies a heart made of ground, but the humans will give no love. See, I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, cause there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
Broadcasting out of the Creston Valley, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio.
I love you.
Hey man, you're listening to South Kootenai Radio. Yeah.
So far away from me.
Okay, there's Dire Straits, Brothers in Arms album, with the song there called So Far Away. That particular song, or a particular album, passing the 3 million sales mark on this day in 1987, it became the UK's all-time best-selling album. And before that, we had Suspicious Minds by Elvis Presley, his 17th and final number one hit, reaching the top of the charts on this day in 1969. And let's see, we had a little James Brown with Please, Please, Please. And then we played, let's see, A Horse with No Name by America, Don Peek, celebrating a birthday today, born in 1950, guitar and vocals for the band. And we started things off with Blind Faith, the bass player Rick Gretsch, born on this day in 1945. And we had that song, Well, All Right. Anyways, let's have a look at the weather across the country, see what's going on here. And currently in the Creston Valley, it is 3 degrees. And we're supposed to go up to 8, I believe, with a mix of sun and cloud. Not that great looking today. Now, over in Vancouver, they're currently, I guess that's a bit of fog and cloud. I'm not sure what that icon is. 10 degrees in Vancouver right now. And let's see, sunny and 4 degrees in Calgary and Edmonton. Regina sitting at 1 degree and sunny. Winnipeg, a mix of sun and cloud and 0. It's cloudy and 12 degrees in Toronto, especially over Rob Ford's office. And let's see, Fredericton, looks like it's raining in 17 and cloudy in Halifax, 15. St. John's, Newfoundland, a mix of sun and cloud, 8 degrees. Okay, don't forget, we've got a barn burner of a game tonight at the Johnny Busick Arena. We've got the Kimberly Dynamiters are in town to take on our Creston Valley Thundercats. Should be a good game. I think it's the first time of the year that they have met up, and it's going to be a doubleheader this weekend. They're playing tonight in Creston and tomorrow night in Kimberly. So I'm sure they'll get a little riled up tonight, and then all heck's going to break loose tomorrow night in Kimberley. But it should be a real good hockey game. We've got games are starting at 7:30 local time. All right, let's get rolling here with No Guff, She Don't Know, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
She don't know, she got me on the floor. Begging, baby, please, you know she got me on my knees. But she don't know, nah, she don't know, she just don't know. How could she know? When I searching for a sign, maybe she become on mine. Singing a verse and let her know that I'm a husband. She don't know, just don't know. She don't know, just don't know. Think it's time to say, and then she turns and walks away. She don't know, and just don't know. She don't know. Could you know? on the floor. Got me begging, please, you know. She got me on my knees, but she don't know. You just don't know. How could you know? Never let her know.
She don't know, no guff. That's got Dave Rutherford on the guitar there, on the vocals. And Rutherford used to be a DJ on Saturday morning, CKUA. I used to love listening to his shows. Always pretty darn good. Anyways, it is time. We've got to get rolling here. We're running out of time. It's artist highlight time here on the on the show, or album highlight, I should say. It will be an album highlight, and we are going to feature a couple of songs from the Dire Straits Brothers in Arms album. This one came out in May of 1985, and of course it was at the top of the charts and hit the 3 million sales mark in November 1st, 1987. Anyways, oh, look at that. The duration of the album is 54:40. Isn't that cool? Yeah. Anyway, Brothers in Arms brought the atmospheric jazz rock inclinations of Love Over Gold into a pop setting, resulting in a surprise international bestseller. Of course, the success of Brothers in Arms was helped considerably by the clever computer animated video for Money for Nothing. And a bit of an attack on MTV, but what kept the record selling was Mark Knopfler's increased sense of pop song craft. Money for Nothing had an indelible guitar riff. Walk of Life is a catchy up-tempo boogie variation of Sultan's of Swing, and the melodies of bluesy So Far Away and the down-tempo Everly Brothers style, Why Worry, were wistfully and lovely. Dire Straits had never been so concise or pop-orientated, and it wore well on them, though they couldn't maintain that consistency through the rest of the album. Only the jazzy Your Latest Trick and the Flintly Right Across the River make an impact. Brothers in Arms, though, remains one of the most focused and accomplished albums, and it's in its pop sense, it's distinctive within their catalog. Yeah. Anyways, let's get rolling here with a few songs. So I think we'll start off with Walk of Life, and then we'll play Brothers in Arms, and then we'll finish up with One World right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. these mist-covered mountains are home now for me. But my home is the lowlands, and always will be. Someday you'll return to your valleys and your farms, and you'll no longer burn to be brothers in arms. Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle raged high. And in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
Can't get no fancy notes on my blue guitar. I can't get no antidote. Much like the reason in you. Somehow your motives aren't pure. Somehow I can't find a cure. Can you know where you don't fall? Mostly vanity, they raise the place we act. They tell me that's what everybody knows. There's no such thing as sanity, and that's the saddest fact. That's the way the story goes. Nothing but the same old news. Well, they can't find a way to be one world in harmony. Can't get no antidote for.
It is November 1st.